Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarnup Strong, you mob, too deadly. Cast and creators behind brand new theatre work celebrating First Nations fatherhood. We're talking about the Queensland Theatre's Dear Son, that's about to get underway. And look, catching up with deadly performers, actors on stage. And I'm going to have a yarn now with deadly brother, Aaron Pedersen, who's performing and acting and got the lad on the line. Very good morning, Aaron. How are you, my brother?
Yeah, good morning, Trev. How you going, bro?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, please.
I'm Alice Springs, Eastern Islander, and South Australia. Arrabunna mob.
Oh, beautiful, brother. Big shout out to you, mob. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, congratulations. About to get underway with Dear Son. So tell us your role in regard to the theatre there, please, brother.
Look, I mean, there's no really specific characters, but we're all been assigned to, be the messengers for the stories and the letters of fathers and sons that...
Okay.
They're 12 different letters from, a number of different nations in this country.
Mm.
So we're playing different characters at different stages.
Okay, so beautiful.
There's no one character.
All right, fantastic. Look, that in itself, we are storytellers, First Nation people. That in itself is the story. I'm picking up some probably powerful messages to our sons or fathers we are delivering messages to our sons.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a beautiful concept. It's quite radical, really, when you think about it. It's like love letters to our loved ones.
Yeah.
Sons writing them to their fathers and fathers writing it to their sons and from different ages, from different nations, like I said, and the length and breadth of this country.
Yes.
So you obviously, you're traversing across the land from top to bottom, and you're hearing stories from islands and hearing stories from inner desert in the central Springsway. So for me, it's just one of those things where, there's stories. But the beautiful thing about it is, when do men talk? When do men open up? When do men show their love for other men? The beautiful thing is that this is a really personal journey for 12 Indigenous men writing these letters and sharing it with the world. I mean, there's so much strength in that. So,
exactly.
So we've been given the role to, take on these stories as a vessel and to put them out to the world with a voice, because it's a really different concept when you write letters, that's really your thoughts. So we get a chance to vocalise them.
Yes.
And to put the language out there for people to hear.
Brother, when you look at it, we're talking about our warriors of the 21st century.
Yeah.
And communication is missing, but it's coming to the forefront. And that's why I'm picking up this fantastic theatre work. It delivers that message.
Look, it is. Look, it's really a love story.
Okay.
First and foremost, a love story in a country that has its own war going on, war of languages, war of politics, but a war of legislation. So there's all this kind of, but it goes back, almost 80 to 90 years. These stories, these letters that we have. So back, I mean, even one of the stories mentions 1926, but it's the journey of all those forefathers and all those sons before us. But it's a beautiful love story, told with a softness that you wouldn't necessarily even expect from Indigenous Australian men. But there is a softness within us. we're caring, we're family orientated people. So for me, it's a great rebellion against the negative stereotypes.
Sure, beautiful.
That they have, that they've put on us, and they've put on us as a stain of this country. You know, looking at us as negative images, as you know, unfortunately, you know, in the years before us, they've always labelled our Aboriginal men as less than.
Yep.
And this opportunity and this platform gives the Aboriginal men, you know, the power. That gives them the power to speak about themselves.
Express.
And their truths.
Mm. Exactly. Brother, you shared the stage with Jimmy Barney, Trevor Jamieson, also Kirk Page. Kirk Page, in relation to Stephen David Russell?
Yeah, I think family, yeah.
Beautiful.
Family way,
so some deadly brothers there beside you on stage. That in itself, their presence makes a strong statement on stage, brother.
Oh, I mean, look, you know, we all come with our own stories.
Yep.
And there's also Wanaga Blanco, he's one of the other brothers.
Okay.
So, look, we come with our own stories. We come with our own history.
Yeah.
But we're delving into other stories from other men and their history. So so it's a beautiful cross thread, you know.
Okay.
It's kind of like a
good description. Yeah.
Of our history and their history and a lot of their memories and a lot of their experiences. They're very relevant to us because they're very similar. In so many ways, whether it be as individuals living that life or whether it be as sons of fathers that have lived that life, you know, and also, you know, sons of grandfathers and great-grandfathers. So the thread goes way, way, way back, but it's quite beautiful that we get a chance to embody it and to express it on a stage for the mainstream.
Brother, and when you look at it, when we talk about those stories, father, son to father, and that in itself can empower a young brother who's probably yet to find his way, but give him a vision or light at the end of the tunnel. So it's a powerful vehicle, you could say.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, it's a beautiful message to show that love is in us.
Yes.
And that it's worth showing that love. Obviously, all the negative stereotypes over the years have, you know, tried to re-visualize us Indigenous men as negatives.
But exactly.
The most beautiful thing is that we've been positives to this country and to our families for thousands and thousands of years. So we're just taking back the power.
Sure.
And taking back and then giving out the message that we want to give out, like the positive message, the, you know, the powerful message of love. It's quite a radical idea, you know, and I think it's really quite beautiful because these feel like love letters from a battleground.
Yeah,
you know?
Beautiful.
They're like letters from the war, and we've been at war in our own ways.
We have
for so many years in this country.
Exactly, brother.
And you know, and even just the you know, just just a war of attitudes, more than anything. It's kind of like, so we're trying to reshape it, but we're trying to empower ourselves as well as young people in this country, both black and white.
Yes.
But not just men, but also women, to make them realize that, you know, their fathers are important, their grandfathers, their sons, their uncles, their nephews. You know, this is what's important to us, is that we're taking, we're working against the tide of ignorance and working against the tide of toxic masculinity, you know. So it's really important that, you know, we get these messages out to our young men because, you know, in a lot of ways, this is us trying to save young men of the future.
Yes, exactly. Beautiful. So when you look at it, Dear Son, a play performing. Venue, where was it performing, please, Brother Aaron?
Well, we're performing at the Billy Brown Theatre at the Queensland Theatre Company.
And that kicks off when?
Brisbane.
Yep.
So we kick off 28th of June, we have previews, and then we open on July 3rd. And then we're going across to Adelaide as a co-pro with the South Australian Theatre Company.
Sure.
And we're performing in Adelaide for 2 weeks in August.
Beautiful. And no light at the end of the tunnel regarding Cairns, Far North Queensland, brother?
No, not at the moment.
You've got a bad attitude, Aaron. Honestly, brother. You've got a bad attitude, Cass.
We'd love to travel up there. I mean, we'd love to travel up there.
Exactly.
But, you know, like, it's not my gig.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. And to Deadly listeners out there, you can go to queenslandtheatre.com.au to get your tickets. Thank you for the yarn, my brother. Congratulations.
Thanks,
big shout-out to
you.
Other brothers joining you on stage and the people behind the scenes as well. Look, it's a fantastic story. And, look, we are storytellers, and we're using, whether it be dance, music, books, art, well, theatre as well, my brother.
That's so right. Exactly.
Keep doing what you're doing, AP, and we'll talk soon, Cuss.
No worries, Trev. Stay strong.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Aaron Pedersen, who's acting with that deadly play called Dear Son. His role excitement for the production, and he's operating alongside Deadly Brothers there. And we're talking about Jimmy Barney, as well as Trevor Jameson, and also Kirk Page. Look, fantastic opportunity. You might do check it out, and then heading over to South Australia as well, trying to get them up here in Cairns, far north Queensland. But if you're down there at Brisbane, watch the Broncos game, go check it out, your mob, queenslandtheatre.com.au. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball, you on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM, Bummer Bripper Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service.
I'm is Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from McCurry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, very good morning, New Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation. Thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, today we're going to catch up with a yarn of a deadly sister, Indigenous actress and singer-songwriter, and performing, well, acting in her first television role. And we're talking Taya McCarney. And a very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from?
My name is Taya McCarney. I'm a proud Yari, Wajari, Noongar and Pitjantjatjara woman from all over Western Australia, but I was born and raised in Broome.
Broome, all right, fantastic. And you're there at Nam, then in Melbourne, cold country at the moment, sister.
Yes, real cold today. Proper
windy. Rugged up.
Yeah, got a scarf on and everything.
Yeah, shut up. Look, sister, congratulations. First television role. First, before we talk about the the series, Warm Props, is what you're premiering in, what you're acting in.
Yeah.
Give us a bit of backstory in regard to Taya McCartney, your journey there, please, sister.
So my journey as an artist, I guess, I grew up in Broome, surrounded by a family of musos.
Yes.
So it was kind of inevitably going to happen, like going into the career of the art scene. And so I've pretty much been seeing and doing and living arts my whole life. And once I graduated high school, I decided I wanted to further some studies and actually start getting serious and make a career out of it. So yes. I went and studied in Perth at the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts, doing the AB Theatre course there with Rick Brayford. And then ever since then, I've kind of just been grabbing gigs and going with the flow and
how did this,
as much as I can.
Yes, exactly. Look, life is a fruit salad. Take what you like and flush the rest, but it's about putting yourself out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Warm Props, this premieres series. Tell us how this came about, and how did you audition, or did they snap you up, or tell us that story, please.
So with Warm Props, I think I auditioned for I think it was Ani Dub's feature film.
Okay.
Many years ago, I chucked an audition in to give it a crack because I really wanted to get behind the screen somehow and start getting some more acting gigs behind the screen. And so after auditioning for that, she kind of kept me in mind.
And big shout out to Ani Dub Clerk, so she's the award-winning director for the series Warm Props. So you made connection there, and so you're virtually affiliated with her, yes?
Yeah, I've been working with Ani Dub, actually, my very, very first professional gig I ever got, my first acting gig ever. I did a musical with Theatre Kimberley in Broome, and she starred as my mum, and I played the little girl in the musical. So I've been working with her for a long time.
Well, they say it's not what you know, it's who you know. Or what you know about who you know. You may have some stuff on Ani Dub. Nah, shut up.
Well, I'm really great.
Beautiful.
Really glad to have that connection with
Ani
Dub, and super grateful to have this opportunity, especially because I've been waiting for so long to have a crack in television and film.
Did you enjoy the journey? Did you like it?
Oh, yes, it was great. I was back home in Broome and filming on country and with family and telling a story with all my mob, and it felt really at home for me. And the character Charlie, I could relate to a lot of the stuff she goes through in the film and her storyline. And
what year are we talking in regarding the series? Warm Props, are we talking 21st century, or are we talking back in time, or are we talking in bush or in the city, or paint the picture? Not too much, but you know.
I'd say it's pretty 21st century.
Okay.
My character Charlie, she is a city black fella. she comes back home. And she's faced with a lot of challenges in the workplace, as well as, you know, culturally and reconnecting with culture. And I feel like a lot of black fellas who have lived in the city for a long time and gone back home can relate to a lot of what my character goes through. It was really nice kind of playing that part and that storyline. I don't think many people really talk about what it's like to be away and being the city and then coming back home, and the culture.
Yeah, you're torn away from culture, you're torn away from your mob, you know what I mean? And I know we sort of put on a different mask when we're in the cities, and to adapt or to be involved or taken in, so to speak. But when we go home, we just be ourselves, eh?
And I think that's a bit of a challenge Charlie goes through without giving away too much about the plot.
thank you. Yeah. So here you are, performing first television role. What's your vision? You want to go further, of course?
Oh, absolutely. I, my passion is to, you know, to continue telling our stories and elevating our voices in any way that I can. And
good.
My way is just through acting and through music as well. And I hope to continue doing that, whatever good. It is. If I get far with it, if I don't mind, as long as I'm still doing it. That's where the passion is. And
It's about enjoying the journey, my sister. And
yeah.
The old saying, build it and they will come. As long as you keep doing something, something good will happen, is what I say. But thank you for your yarn, my sister. So proud of you. Now,
Thanks for having me.
Is all streaming on Thursday, 26th of June, around the corner, 8:30 p.m., NITV and SBS On Demand. So just see this Deadly Sister, Taya Makani, do her thing as Charlie in the Deadly series. And thank you for your yarn. And your family must be so proud of you, sister.
Yeah, I hope so.
They better be. Otherwise, charge them double when they go watch it or what have you, you know?
Yeah, true.
My sister, you keep smiling. That's right. You take care. Stay strong. We'll yarn soon, sister.
Thank you.
Take care, Tia. Thank you.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, Taya Makani. And look, her first television role, fantastic. And all the way from Broome, WA girl, First Nation, of course, and acting in the series Warm Props. And a big shout-out to award-winning director, that's Annie Jubb Clerks, and that's her series, fantastic. Do check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Surf. Have you say yarn up strong, too deadly, National Talk Black.
I like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than, what do you think I am? You're just a moment in time with a partner in crime until I see you in the light and hear your voice upon the night. Don't be ridiculous, your talk is ludicrous. I came to have some fun, now you brought a gun, so shoot. You look delirious, can take you serious. Give your lies a spin while we let the truth begin. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities, you want us down on our knees. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious. What am I doing here? Don't like the atmosphere. Digging for a notion, only going through the motions. You think you know it all? You don't know it all. There are things I could teach you that ain't in your speech here. You really like to dance? Now you've had your chance. Anything I can do to get further from you? So here we are, making like a star in a movie, a TV, a CD, a DVD. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities, you want us down. Be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
You're claiming amnesty. No, you can't hide it. want us down on our knees. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
I like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than? What do you think I am? I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities. You want us down on our knees. You can't be serious.
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 You can't be serious. A break, man.
You can't be serious.
Serious? You had your chance.
You can't you know be you serious. Like to dance.
We all want a place to call home. That's why the new Queensland Government is investing $2 billion in infrastructure like transport, water and power to get land ready to build homes sooner. To support first home buyers, we've removed stamp duty on new builds. We're delivering 53,500 new social and community homes by 2044. And we're unlocking more rental supply by lifting subletting restrictions. Search a place to call home. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
For my cervical screening test, I chose to ask my doctor about options for screening.
I chose to continue screening.
I chose to do the swab myself at the clinic.
I didn't know I had choices about how it could be done.
I didn't know I had to keep screening every 5 years.
Screening with a doctor was uncomfortable.
Now my screenings are quick, private and pain-free.
Now that I know, I'll be talking to my doctor at my next health check.
Self-swab is private and puts me in control.
It's your cervical screening test. Own it.
Station sponsor.
G'day folks, Troy Cassadale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on.
War, amisir, amisir. Bagwar war in Kurla.
Rising from the east, we walk.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Wiccarri. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country as BBM Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? Yes, here we are, 2025, 50 years strong in regarding SBS and NITV Supercharge NAIDOC Week. In a joint 50th celebration. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Shelley Ware, teacher, author, and media presenter on the line. Shelley, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm a proud Yankunjara Wirangoo Gugutha woman from South Australia, now living in Naam in Victoria.
Well, beautiful. Thank you so very much for coming to the program. Look, every year we celebrate NAIDOC. It's a powerful vehicle, a powerful platform. Us mob getting together. We educate the people of the world, especially our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters and government, whatever you, who we are, always was, always will be. Here we are, 21st century, 60,000 years. We're not going nowhere. But the fact that we're talking about our NAIDOC celebration, 50 years, fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty special. It's a big one this year, so looking forward to lots of celebrating, you know, learning all of that history, celebrating all those amazing people in our past and looking at this beautiful community of young people that are going to be our future.
Yeah, exactly so. So talk about the many hats you wear, teacher, author and media presenter. Tell us your story, please, Shelley.
Yeah, so I've been a teacher and a media presenter at the same time for about the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Always wanted to be a teacher, fell into the TV world. So just did a lot of work around football and live and kicking and the Mangal Kuri show and hosted my own with Colour of Your Jumper towards the end of my AFL time. COVID happened and I thought, you know what, I think I prefer the education space a bit more. So I've really poured myself into the education space and my time in football. I still do a little bit working with the Carlton Football Club and a little bit with the AFL. I haven't stepped out of there fully, but I'm really committed to education and the real changes we can make within that space for future.
Fantastic. When we're talking education, are we talking primary or high school?
So I was a primary school teacher
and
I did delve into high school where I worked with an amazing group of 25 young Aboriginal boys at Parade College in Naam. So I did that for the last 3 years, so a little bit at the end was in high school, but most of my time has been primary school.
Fantastic. And when we talk about the curriculum, they said if Gough Whitlam came back to life, the only thing he would see the same is the curriculum. It needs to be changed. Here we are, 21st century, don't you think?
Yeah, well, the good news is that it is being changed, but albeit for us, a little bit slow. But, you know, I started teaching... You know, and I'd get out of NAIDOC posters and I'd put them on the staff room table and I'd still find them at the end of the week. No one was interested in them.
Mm.
And now, you know, people can't get enough of them. I've been writing these teacher resources with SBS Learn for 7 years, but more and more, like, big things are happening. Like, Rachel Perkins did some amazing work around the frontier wars and that basically woke up a whole nation and a lot of effort went into changing the curriculum. So now we're seeing first the frontier wars happening within our education and a lot more truth-telling. There is still a lot to go. I would love to see some Australian history in Year 12.
Yeah.
You know, it's only if it's an elective. Right now we're learning about other countries' history. I would love to see truth-telling and history in our actual own history sections in Year 10, 11 and 12. A bit more of that would be lovely.
Yeah, fantastic. And when you look at it, Australia's got a history, good or bad, black or white, but the history of history. And when you talk about frontier war, there was a war that happened on the Big Island of Australia. And the phrase, and they're using regarding Anzac, lest we forget. And they tell us to build a bridge and get over it, and tomorrow's another day. And, you know, our history is our history. It needs to be told, sister.
does need to be told, and the fact that we had, excuse me, my voice is a bit croaky today, we had 140 years of frontier wars in this country fighting for this country that has been dismissed for as long as it have, has is an absolute atrocity. So now that children are learning more about this in schools, and, you know, through the work that I do with curriculum writing, encouraging schools to do things like have a memorial garden, you know, for the warriors that we lost, but also the colonial history that was lost too. We don't even talk about those people that lost their lives during that colonial period. Like, that's, both sides have been historically neglected, and our warriors should be remembered during, you know, Anzac Days and all those memorial moments. And we've got to do more in that space to make sure that that happens. And this will happen with our children and education as much as our people today standing up and saying this isn't okay.
Exactly. Well, it seems like war is only gun on gun, not gun on spear or gun on no weapons. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But you know what? In Rachel Perkins' work within the Australian War series that she did with SBS, or she did with Blackfella Films, that is actually on SBS Demand if anyone wants to watch that and learn more about this period, it's incredible. Good. But she essentially shamed the Australian or the Canberra War Memorial, where they had one little tiny picture.
Yes.
Say, oh no, we do talk about the frontier wars, but when they realised that they didn't do it enough, and you know, that historically these wars happened here, there's been a lot of shaming, but I'm okay with that, we're getting truth out there.
Yep, exactly. And the truth is the truth. And, and we'll keep talking the truth. And they're talking about scrapping truth-telling, but you're scrapping the history of this country. And if we are all true Australians in the same vehicle, in the same direction, we'll put all cards on the table is what we're saying.
Yeah, put all cards out on the table, know what's going on, have the empathy, have the understanding and the compassion, you know, to move forward together with a deep understanding of what actually really happened and why we have Aboriginal people in the position that we have in some communities, you know.
For sure.
We've still got a long way to go. Only invited in the economy for 40 years. Like, there's a lot of stuff that people don't even know.
Yes.
So, you know, that truth is very important to make a stronger future for this country.
Too deadly. Shelley, my sister, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. Happy NAIDOC. Happy 50-year NAIDOC. And, of course, the theme
this year,
the next generation, strength, vision and legacy. And it's about empowering our young ones who are our future.
They are. They're our future. So if all teachers could head to SBS Learn and download those teacher resources, or parents could get it there at SBS Learn and get this year's NAIDOC Week resources.
Good.
They're fantastic. They cover all of the ages, and, you know, it's got some fantastic resources. And have a look at the ones from the past years. This is our 7th year. We're really excited about it, and thanks for having us on to talk about them.
Shelley, you take care, my sister. Stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
All right, take care. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Shelley Ware, teacher, author and media presenter, and talking about NAIDOC this year, 2025, which is the 50 year and 50 years strong SBS and NITV supercharged NAIDOC week for 2025 in a joint 50th celebration. So you Daily Mob up there, happy NAIDOC, stay strong, and don't forget the theme for this year, the next generation, strength, vision and legacy. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. You are yarning with the Bullion. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. A 1 hour program coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National Liberty Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly.
When
National Talk Black.
When I see you in the morning light, then I know everything will be alright. Yes, 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 darling, I love you so. Said I love you so. And when I hear you, oh, it sounds just like an angel song. Then I know that you will make me strong. Yes, yes, yes. And together we will grow. Said that we will grow.
Touch your body and I touch your soul. Oh, me darling, till I grow old. When I feel, oh, whenever I feel this way, I try to day. Yes, 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 darling, I long for your touch, for your special touch. Love in the morning is the greatest gift I know. Yeah. It makes my spirit sing here in the afterglow. I touch your body.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Up. I got got the mic now. Get strength from the bully beef, just to bully the beat. This is my playground. Gubba gubba for the fake clowns. This the hammer time with the runaway. Want that island life? I'm a castaway. Need a vacate to the ZK. Time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possum tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake while I acting finicky. So I kill them quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload. To the bad vibes, tell them c'est la vie. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss. Shoot from the hip. Never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch. Dead or alive. Top fly. Red eye bullets. We stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch? Got you saying.
Morning sesh. Before you pack punches that jar, you blessed. Eternal life, and right now I'm in the flesh. Gonna keep up with.